Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. We couldn't be more pleased than to have you on this podcast for Abrigo ProfitSense. And the ProfitSense product has been around for a while. And Brian, who is this product for?
This product is really designed for users that want to go in and see how they're doing and have data to go behind it. So if your client wants to see how they're doing versus other companies in an industry on an anonymized basis, or if you need to do audit analytics and they need to be consistent, or you want to go in and do valuation work maybe and see how other people are performing given the current economic situation, this is a good product for those folks.
Yeah. Now, of course, we've had familiarity with this product for a long, long time. And of course, many of you knew the product when it was actually built into QuickBooks Desktop. It goes that far back. The new versions of the product have been updated very notably. There are a lot of industry segmentations in it, which is good. And they also have report generating capabilities that I think are interesting. So perhaps one of those might be around some of their industry data, Brian. So what might you say about that?
You know, I think their industry data is absolute gold because, you know, when we have economic ups and downs, everybody wants to know, is it just me having a bad year or is everybody else having a bad year? And this benchmarking data really is one of the things that helps us do that. They track over 1,400 industries. They have a lot of different ratios and metrics associated with it. And actually will create a narrative that goes in and says what's going on in the industry and, you know, paragraph or two that kind of like what an economic analyst would do in a Wall Street narrative report.
Yeah. So in this case with the industry data, and I'll just say this broadly for a moment. Frequently, practitioners ask me, where can I get good key metrics? And the bottom line, not very bloody many sources. And ProfitSense is one that has had good data for a long time. There's really only about three or four sources of data that I particularly or usually will cite. They do license their data to some of the other reporting tools, by the way, but clearly they claim to have about 1,400 industries. They claim to produce about 60 ratios and metrics. And so the benchmarking data here is quite accurate with submitted financials. And one of the tricks that ProfitSense has had through the years is trying to keep the data anonymized so you can't actually figure out whose data you're looking at. It truly is comparative. And in other Technology Labs podcast, we've talked about different vendors who have comparative ratios. These might be the strongest comparatives that you can get.
Now, what I would say about those ratios, however, is that they are not always completely consistent. Some people may be running things on a cash basis. Some people may be running things on an accrual basis. Others may be running things on a tax basis. So you have to watch this, and especially when we're dealing with smaller companies, because the quality of the input in a, in most smaller company books is not nearly as good as what we have on a big company. Sometimes we have to watch with that, but that's indigenous of the problem they're trying to solve. And SageWorks does a good or better job than anybody of cleaning up those inconsistencies and those data outliers. But you know, it's a wonderful tool. You know, what I love about it is that you can feed in the financial analysis data, you can feed in the financials, and it will actually give you a narrative report that talks about things like liquidity and profit margins and sales and borrowing and assets, and we'll do common size statements and even compare to the industry. So I know QuickBooks, and I guess probably 15 years ago, had this built in as an analysis tool, and it was very helpful in there in QuickBooks Desktop. It's now a separate tool, but you know, the insights are still very valuable and can help businesses do very well. It can be a great add-on to somebody's advisory business.
Yeah, so this vendor produced the first narrative report that I was aware of. Today, I still consider it one of the top three narrative reports. We'll talk about those other narrative reports in other sessions. But you know, when you look at the narrative, being able to look at not only the financial scores, but then step through things like liquidity and profit margin, sales trends, borrowing analysis, assets, and so forth, it's a pretty doggone good thing in terms of the industry scorecard. But, you know, in the bottom line, nice narrative, but then it's also got strong projections. So, Brian, what might your insights be on the projection analysis in the product?
You know, the thing I like about this report is that it does leverage your peers' benchmarking, and it's customizable. So you can actually white label this and present it as your firm's work product that you put out there. So that's kind of an interesting tool that you have when you're working with private companies. One of the other things that they have is going to be some standardized analytic procedure worksheets that you can use when you're doing audits. So they've got industry comparisons and customizable analytic procedure worksheets you can set up for your firm to show you what the expected amount is and what the actual amount is when you're doing planning analytics to try to help you be very consistent on your analytics so that you're so that, again, you're not picking one analytic procedure on one client and another on another client. So it makes it a lot easier with the peer reviewers because you will have your firm's methodology and you will clearly be following it if you're using the same analytic procedure worksheets that you have in there.
Yeah, makes sense. Now, it turns out that ProfitSense, I think, does better in certain segments, but they do for-profit companies and not-for-profits as well as government entities, and they have a strong suit in financial institutions as well, as I recall on that, Brian. So, you know, is there any other cautions that you might have in this analytical procedure worksheet or the audit and review support?
I would just be very careful when you're working with it that you get the data keyed in right and that you get it integrated properly. It's helpful. You know, the thing you have to remember is that data is being aggregated against other businesses. So if you have, you know, you just want to make sure that you're using it appropriately, and again, that you're not trying to, you know, that you're not trying to fit somebody that really should be in a different industry code into that same industry as you're working with.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. And I was actually reflecting on all of the new generation AI tools that we've seen in the audit area and thinking about how these play against each other. So we're not going to wander off very far on that today. We'll talk about that in future podcasts, but, you know, without being specific on some of the other products, Brian, anything you'd add in that area?
I would say that the other AI tools are doing more things at a detail level. And this remains one of the best 30,000 foot tools for doing overview analytics. When we get into the AI tools, they're really getting down into transactions and they're benchmarking individual transactions against one another. This is really, think of this as a topographic map of a business's financials.
Yeah, very good. Well, you know, we've got two other key areas that I'd like to get to in our time today. And one of those is about their electronic tax return reader and their integrations into tax softwares. Now, this is a pretty important feature, I think. Can you give us some insight into that?
And what's great about this is that if you're doing advisory and consulting with a new client, you can actually feed their tax return into ProfitSense, and it will extract the business information, the financials, and then real estate data. And that's really where it fits very well. It's going to be with construction companies who usually have a lot of affiliated real estate ventures that they're working with. And, you know, they support a wide range of practitioner class tax return tools where you can just read those things in automatically. They also have software integrations into QuickBooks Desktop and Online. It'll integrate with CCH Pro System FX Engagement and Caseware on the engagement side. And then it also integrates with Xero for those that are out there using that product, or with Accounting CS. Now, anybody that doesn't fit in here, there's also an Excel-based integrator that'll let you import information in. You will have to rearrange the data to fit into that template, but you know, again, you can either import it into your ProSystem FX Engagement or Caseware work paper tools, or you can put it into Excel. They don't care. They'll work with it either way.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we're talking about the tax products supported on the electronic tax reader, Drake and Lacerte and ProSeries Tax, as well as ProSystem Tax and UltraTax CS, I think are all supported natively. And as you know, Brian, there's very few products that can actually electronically read the tax returns. In another session, we'll talk about tax planning tools that can read the returns, which is a pretty interesting evolution. But there's another real key feature of the ProfitSense product that I think has, well, high value, at the risk of being a little punny on this one. So what would you say about that, Brian?
Well, this since it does the benchmarking and it does again, we can look at trends versus industry and so forth. It makes it easier to identify excess cash flow or, you know, higher cash flows that you might have in a venture. So now we can do more with valuations. So again, you have, it helps you following those income, market, and asset-based approaches to figure out what the accurate value is on these things as required by valuation standards. So very easy to work with. Again, you have probably the largest database of private company financials in the US that's anonymized. Let me remind you also that Abrigo doesn't just use this data for accounting firms benchmarking. It's also used for lending and credit risk and managing portfolio risks and asset liability management features inside of financial institutions. So when somebody uses ProfitSense, those financial statements become part of a pool that may also be used when benchmarking against other companies in that industry. So as we start thinking about what the implications are of that, you know, I think you're probably as close with this product to getting real data off of what the industry looks like today for a particular industry than you would with just about any other product on the market.
Yeah, and see, that's pretty darn critical as I would see it. Again, we will hopefully cover in other Technology Lab podcasts some of the valuation tools that are out there. But, you know, since we were here, we thought talking about the valuations now was wise. It is a web-based platform, and that's good. It also can scale pretty well. And the service piece that you can deliver here is quite good too. So from a valuation tool perspective, you may have others, but if you've got valuation services that you're providing in your firm, remember that the ProfitSense family might be a great place for you to look. So, well, Brian, are there other key items that you think our listeners should know about the ProfitSense families of products? Because, you know, you mentioned Abrigo, and there's lots of things over on that other side, but we wanted to just pick off the ProfitSense, you know, financial reporting tool and valuation tools. Any other key parting thoughts?
You know, I think the major thing to remember here is that it's a product that is used, again, the accountants can use to great effect, but you have to remember that it's limited in that it's not going down to detailed data. It's just looking at things again at a 30,000 foot view. So it's not going to replace those AI-based audit platforms that dig down in individual transactions and benchmark individual transactions and look at things like, was this journal entry done at 3 a.m. or not? And is it unusual or not? But it will let you do that. More importantly, it will let you know how you're doing against other companies in an industry and how this company ranks against those. And it will point you in certain directions. But again, remember that we're not always consistent with whether things are prepared with good bookkeeping or bad bookkeeping. And also, we're not always consistent with whether it's income statement, income tax based, GAAP based, or cash flow based. And so you have to consider all of those things and kind of make sure they make sense in your professional judgment when you're looking at the data that comes out of here, which is, again, I think it's without peer in the industry.
So sorry about that, Brian. We were trying to make sure we finished in a timely basis. So one final parting comment here. You did point out that, you know, there is not detailed data behind this. They do update their data daily. It is stored in Amazon Web Services. So, you know, again, there's lots of mechanics behind this particular product, but it sounds like it's time for us to call it another day on the Technology Lab. We are so pleased to have you with us. Think about ProfitSense as a potential reporting and valuation tool for your firm and clients. Good day.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
I hate to say it, things always go so fast when we're talking together, and our time is up for today, but we will be back with another version of Technology Lab in the near future. Thanks for being with us today.
See you next time.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.